welcome to
House Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's great. Good evening, good morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, maybe late night, whatever day it is, God is still present with you at this very moment. I want to thank you for being here with us tonight. Lift up your voice and sing. James Weldon Johnson. The question is on this day, June the 19th, how many of you know what June the 19th is? June 10th. The first June 10th, headquarters, District of Texas, Galveston. June the 19th, 1865. American and its relationship with slavery and the history and black people in this country and the celebration of their heritage and the celebration of their freedom. Some ties it to the 4th of July. Some ties it to all kinds of holidays. Confederate generals' holidays, General Lee's holiday, all kinds of things. June 10th. Today is June 10th, a very special day for those whose ancestors were enslaved in this country for hundreds of years. June 10th is a celebration on June the 19th, when the last of enslaved people were freed. On this day, General Gordon Granger rode into Galveston, Texas, and announced that the Civil War is now over and that all enslaved people are now free. That is some 2 years after black people didn't get the news in all parts of the country until some 2 years later, June the 19th, 1865. The word spread and former enslaved people were so happy that they immediately started celebrating and celebrating for days. This is how June 10th started. This is how June 10th started. June 10th is today. On this day, Gordon Granger, in Texas, it announced that the Civil War is over and all enslaved people are free. This is a words from Senator Hank Sanders. The war spread and formerly enslaved people were so happy that they immediately started celebrating and celebrating for days. This is how June 10th started. But it is also important to note that there are true former slaves into slavery. But it's also important to note that there was no true former end to slavery. It was such a momentous occasion that it should be celebrated massively by black and whites. Oh, we celebrate. I was touched today by Crystal Tucker's take on June 19th and how we as black people celebrate everybody else's things but our own. And it's amazing. And you find it all over this country. Black people that have things of their own always seem to believe that somebody else's stuff is better than their own. I'm reminded of a school here in Beatrice, Alabama, called J.F. Shields High School. We would rather run away from Shields and go to Hillcrest, go to Monrovia, go to Camlin, go to Uriah, go to anywhere other than our own school right here in the community of Beatrice, Alabama, J.F. Shields High School. We are plagued by a self-denial and degradation of ourselves as to who we are, what our property is, and what we own. Somebody else's is always better than our own. It is a state of mind that has plagued Negroes, black people of color, we as African descendants born here in America, all colors and shades. We just deny who we are. We deny it on every turn. Anyway, the word spread and the former enslaved people were so happy that they immediately started celebrating and celebrated for days. This is how June 10th started, but it's important to note that there was no true formal end to slavery. It was such a momentous occasion that it should be celebrated massively by blacks as well as whites. However, slavery ended in degrees. The first beginning of the end was the Emancipation Proclamation, January 1st, 1863. Then there was the end of the Civil War. Then there was June 10th. Then there was the 13th Amendment. Therefore, there was not one gigantic end to slavery. Although June 10th started in Texas, it was spread. It has spread across the country. I will be speaking at a June 10th event at the foot of the Selma side of the bridge at noon. I commemorate the celebration of June 10th. Invite you to commemorate the celebration with me this day. June 10th, June the 19th, June 10th, Day of African American Freedom, not the 4th of July. Again, I repeat, not the 4th of July. Remember that.
You're listening to How to Sleep at a Gospel Gospel Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue in Theaters, Alabama. Their voices, their core tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on How to Sleep at a Gospel, Love Talk Radio.
In the Lord. behalf of the Choral Arts Society of Washington, we want to thank you for coming out tonight. We want to thank all of the wonderful artists who participated. I still believe, I know you still believe, and we've got to keep on believing and dreaming until we make Dr. King's dream a reality. May you have a blessed year. Thank you for coming out. Have a wonderful evening.
Continue here on House of Dr. Black Radio. This is the Tyler Boy. Stay with us as we continue with more good Dr. Music here on House of Dr. Black Radio.